The bridge collapse has businesses scrambling. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, the markets fell again today. We'll share the details. Former President Trump and Wall Street had a day. Porn and new requirements about age and access is being debated. So what's going to happen to home equity rates? We do have that story. Are Amazon drivers employees or not? That story comes out of Wisconsin. The Wall Street Report is coming up, and big news about your credit card fees that will impact you and your business. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're spending some time with us again today. Well, the latest information about the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is that at least six people died when a container ship struck a support structure, bringing the bridge down. This is also a major crossing for vehicles, which will all have to be rerouted. Meanwhile, the port of Baltimore is now closed, and because it is a major shipping area on the East Coast, businesses are scrambling to find a place where goods can be offloaded. Supply chain managers are saying this will impact delivery issues perhaps for months. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the area and said that reconstruction of the bridge will take a very long time. He also paid tribute to first responders and consoled family members of those who died and were injured. This is a developing story. Wall Street retreated yet again today, but only modestly. The major averages spent much of the day floating along the flatline, only to dump in the final hour of trade. Those numbers coming at you in just a bit. Former President Trump's social media company, Truth Social, went public on Tuesday and saw its shares skyrocket on the first day of the trade. The stock opened well above its IPO at $77 a share. But as the day wore on, the trading was choppy. The stock ended the day at $57.99 a share. Digital World said in a filing last month that Trump may divest his stock in Truth Social and cease any involvement in its management based on how his bid for president goes. The special purpose acquisition firm signed its merger agreement with Trump's company in October of 2021. And since then has been the target of investigations by the U.S. Department of Justice. It reached an $18 million settlement with the U.S. securities regulator over inaccurate disclosures in July of last year. Meanwhile, the state of Kansas has joined with other states in passing a bill that would require porn sites to verify visitors to those sites and verify the fact that they are, in truth, adults. The AP is reporting that the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature passed the proposal, sending it on to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The House voted for it 92-31, and the Senate approved it unanimously last month. Kelly has not announced her plans, but she typically signs bills with bipartisan backing, and supporters have enough votes to override a veto at any rate. At least eight states have now enacted age verification laws since 2022. Texas, Arkansas, Indiana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Utah, and Virginia. And lawmakers have introduced proposals in more than 20 other states, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. Now, the question is this: how to do that? And will the information be given? And will that information then be sold to others or used in some other nefarious manner? We don't know. So stay tuned. The Fed has signaled it may cut rates in June, and that would have an impact on home equity rates, but the near-term situation is not very bright. As we head into the spring buying and selling season for the housing market, we're also looking at what's going to happen with rates for a home equity loan. According to CBS News, home equity rates might not fall as fast this spring as some had predicted just a few months ago. But many experts are still optimistic that rate cuts are coming soon. However, more of that rate action might happen primarily in the second half of the year, though it's still early enough where conditions can change in either direction. Still, there can be incentives for homeowners to take out home equity loans even if rates remain high this year. For one, there's a possibility rates could go even higher, and acting now could be beneficial for some that can use home equity loans to their advantage, such as to consolidate high-interest debt. The bottom line is this, that homeowners should consider their overall financial situation rather than solely trying to determine where rates are headed. In a defeat for Amazon, the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed with a lower court ruling that Amazon drivers are indeed employees and not independent contractors, as the company argued. The AP is reporting that the court, in a unanimous decision, said the appeal to the Supreme Court should not have been reviewed. That decision dismissed the case, issued after the court heard oral arguments and leaves a 2023 Wisconsin appeals court ruling against Amazon in place. That ruling found that drivers in the Amazon Flex program are part of the state's unemployment insurance system and entitled to jobless pay if they are laid off. The decision means an Amazon subsidiary, Amazon Logistics, will likely be hit with a tax bill of more than $200,000. Keep an eye on this one, because this decision could have wide-ranging impact on Amazon. Two words you've heard before. Stay tuned. It was a choppy day on Wall Street, with the Dow sinking by 31 points to settle at 39,282, while the NASDAQ fell by 68 points to end the trade at 16,315, and the S&P 500 lost 14 points to close at 5203. The major indexes played along the flat line most of the day, and in the final hour of trade fell to their low point of the day. What's going on is that investors are anxious about the upcoming inflation report that's due out on Friday. However, because the markets are closed on Friday, the reaction will not be felt until stocks reopen on Monday morning of next week. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was off by 66 cents to $81.29 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.238%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about capping credit card fees, and this is a big, big deal. Visa and MasterCard settled a nearly 20-year legal battle, agreeing to cap credit card swipe fees in a deal that U.S. merchants say could save them more than $30 billion over the next 5 years. If it wins court approval, the agreement would also let retailers charge customers more for using Visa or MasterCard, potentially guiding customers to lower-cost cards. The fees, which topped $100 billion last year, largely go to the banks that issue the cards, meaning players like JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America could see the biggest impact. Well, that's a wrap. Oh, and by the way, a programming note that we, just like Wall Street, are off on Friday, but back on Sunday with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.